Hello everyone, welcome to our Daily Mana. Currently, I am at Cecilia's Plate in Mutia, Zamboanga del Norte, and I'm loving the view and also the nature that we are experiencing here right now. And one thing that I was reminded of while I was looking at the sinks, because this is actually located at a high place. And while we were walking in the deck, I was reminded that, you know, we were given the assurance that all of these things are actually secured. And even in our life, we are seeking for assurance in everything that we do, in everything that we possess, or in those things that we desire in life. And one thing that I learned about these things is that in looking at these things in life, we often seek for assurance in whatever we grant ourselves, in whatever we seek for ourselves. And above everything else, if there is one thing that I want to emphasize, if whenever we seek assurance, we should always seek it from God. And today, I want to invite you to open your Bibles with me in Joshua chapter 1, verses 3 to 6. The word of the Lord says, "I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon, and from the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country, to the Mediterranean Sea in the west. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give them." May the good Lord bless the reading of His word. Now, this was actually the time where Joshua was tasked to lead the Israelites, the chosen people of God, to the promised land. Moses was not here anymore. So during this time, you could actually imagine the situation of Joshua, that maybe he was actually questioning, and he was also looking for assurance if what he's going to do, because he was the leader during this time and he was leading a bunch of people. But looking at this, this was actually the time where God gave him an assurance, and God told him that, "I will be with you, and I'm going to grant to you the land that I promised to your ancestors. I will never leave you nor forsake you." And something that I was pondering about this is that when Joshua heard this, it was something that he was really secured of, because it was given by God. Can you imagine the strongest person in this world, the one who created the world, giving a promise to you and telling to you that he's going to keep that promise? And maybe if we were in the situation of Joshua, when he heard this promise, when he heard this declaration from God, he was at peace, because he knew that the one who gave this promise and assurance to him is very serious enough to keep that promise and declaration. You see, in our life as a Christian, we often think that what are we going to eat? What are we going to wear? Or are we going to have a very secured future in our life? But you see, just like Joshua, as we look at these things, one thing that we can always be assured of is that we have a God who is not only a promise giver, but also a promise keeper. We can claim the same promise that was given to Joshua in our life, because it is really true that God will never leave us nor forsake us. Allow me to pray for you. Our Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for granting us this wonderful time. And just as how you have promised your very self, your true nature to Joshua, allow us, Lord, to be reminded that you do the same thing for us, that you are not only a promise giver, but you are also a promise keeper in our life. So, Lord, it is my prayer that you will bless my brothers and sisters. Allow them to know and understand that you are the same God during the time of Joshua, the time of Moses, the time of David, during the time of Jesus, and even in our time today. And just as how this beautiful place reminds us of your assurance, let it be, Lord, that you will remind us every day of how good and faithful you are in our lives. Thank you, Lord, because we do not need to be anxious or worried about our future, because we know, Lord, that you are already there. Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful assurance. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. The Lord bless you.